All right. Good morning, everybody. This is Julie with the Iowa Healthcare Association. Welcome to our quarterly VA Optum call. I'm going to quickly check in and see who we have from each division. I did see Susan Schluter on from Omaha. Do we have anybody for Des Moines?
Yep, this is Roxanne. I'm on.
How about Iowa City? Do we have somebody from Iowa City?
Savannah's on.
Hi, Savannah. Welcome. Anybody out of Sioux Falls? Okay. For Optum, I did see Dan Goldsberry was on. Who else from Optum is here? Do we have Charlotte McGrath with us? No, I know Charlotte emailed me and was going to join, so we'll go ahead. Hopefully she's able to join us here just shortly. So,
hi, Julie. This is Charlotte. I'm sorry I was late. I had trouble signing in.
No problem. I have an
old meeting ID.
Ah, okay. Well, welcome. We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll go ahead and get started with our pre-submitted questions. For any folks that are on, if you have a question as we go along, you can put that in the chat for us, or feel free to unmute yourself. In the bottom left is your mute, unmute, the way it works. The first question we had submitted was, can a provider bill both bundled and unbundled services on a 1500 form?
Julie, this is Charlotte. Is someone from Optum on?
We have, I believe, Dan Goldsberry was the only other one I saw on from Optum.
I'm not sure if he can answer this question, or is it for VA claims specifically?
I think it could be both, depending on if it's skilled. Unskilled would probably be the VA side of things.
Well, my understanding is only one authorization number can be placed on a claim. And if I'm not mistaken, unbundled would be one authorization and bundled would be another. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong. So they would need to be on separate authorizations, or excuse me, separate claims, because they have separate authorization numbers.
Hi, Charlotte. This is Dan. I'm sorry. I finally found how to get off of mute on Zoom here. The definite answer is yes. They would need to be billed separately simply because of the authorization situation. You can only put one auth per claim. So if it's two different services being authorized on two different authorizations, definitely want to bill those separately.
This is Julie. So I'll just do a quick follow-up. So can bundled and can unbundled, can they both be on a 1500 form but not together, or do they unbundled need to be on a different form, as in like a UBO form type form?
It would depend on what they're billing. I'm not entirely sure. Some of the providers have contracts that require them to bill on a certain form, so it kind of depends on the situation.
Okay, if I get further clarification or there's another question that comes in, maybe I'll just shoot that out to you.
Send it over to me and I'll try and get our claims team involved and see if I can get a better answer for that. I'm sorry, I don't know why our claims team isn't on here to answer these questions, but I'll do the best I can.
Perfect.
Hey, Julie, this is Roxanne.
Yes.
In Central Iowa. And I, looking back at some of my, I've got a note from a while back, and I have written down that The Medicare-like skilled care bundle was to be billed on a UB04, and then the non-bundled was to be billed using a 1500, which I think somebody also just put in the chat. I think I just saw that too. So that's the impression that I was under. We were told way back when we first started doing this.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect. We had a provider that was told they needed to change an express code. I personally do not even know what an express code is, but is that something only Optum can change if an express code needs change to a different code?
On my end, I honestly don't know what an express code is, so I apologize there. I'm not a claims expert by any means, so I'm not sure, again, why the claims team isn't here, so my apologies.
I can send that off to you after the meeting, Dan, if you'd like to send that on.
Yeah, I have your questions that you sent
perfect.
In the email, and
okay.
It looks like they were actually sent to the correct people within the organization. I just can't speak to why they didn't respond or show up today, so I'm sorry there.
Okay. Let's see. The next question is a little bit lengthier one, but a provider received a letter from their VACCN regarding some of their home health claims that have been identified as improperly paid and are asking for a refund by July 9th. The letter identified 4 previously paid claims, data service ranging from August through November for 4 different veterans that we serviced, and notes that a physician's referral is required to allow benefits to be paid on the service or services provided. The referral was requested and has not been received, therefore the benefits have been denied. We didn't understand how the physician's referral could be missing, so they called Optum to get some clarification on the claims. The rep I spoke with said that some dates of service on each of these claims were being denied because they were not covered on the auth that was applied to the claim. Each of the claims spanned 2 authorizations, so they had 2 different referrals for the veteran, and they are stating they want services split per the auth dates. They were instructed that they should send the refund to VACCN for the identified improperly paid claims and bill new claims with the denied dates of service, noting the new auths that apply. We bill claims to Optum monthly, and this is the first I've heard of splitting the claim for auth dates, and I wanted to double check. And I do believe, Charlotte, that this may look familiar because I think I did get it sent on to you, but I think we may have, since it was a question for Juan, I wanted to bring this up today since it was submitted since we last spoke, just in case anybody else is running into that. So I'll let you answer that, Charlotte.
That goes back to, I guess, the first question. Only one authorization can be build on a claim. So if the authorization would end July 15th and there would be a new authorization for care starting July 16th, there would need to be a claim for care up until or through July 15th. And then a second claim would be required for care starting July 16th. Because there's 2 different authorizations requiring 2 different claims.
That would definitely be correct, Charlotte. Our system is set up to need the authorization, and if the authorization has an end date on it, it's going to deny anything beyond that end date. And at that point, the new claim would come in with a new authorization number, and it would have to go from there.
Excellent. In the chat regarding this particular question, I see we have, we got someone that's new to this particular, good morning, I'm new to this call. They have a claim denying for code 288, referral absent. I have the referral as the VA that authorized the services. What should I use for the correct referral?
There should be a number that starts with the letters VA and a series of numbers after it. That needs to be on the claim form when it's submitted. You can find that information out on the portal, vacommunitycare.com. Go to I am a provider and then go to claims information. And there's a explanation as to what box it needs to be in, and all of that information is out there.
Thanks, Dan. And I think we have another follow-up from that particular question. What if the auth doesn't fall within the billing period, if it mirrors how we bill Medicare? So it sounds to me, and Dan may have to weigh in, or Charlotte, that you're given a date span, and that would have to be the date span you bill under. So it's, my guess is there would be very few that would fall at the first of the month and end at the end of the month. It sounds like depending on when you get that, it wouldn't be an entire month, such as January 1st to January 31st. I'm not sure if that's what you're asking, but if the auth doesn't fall within the billing period, is that, did I explain that correct, Dan?
I think you're on the right track. I'm not exactly sure myself. But yeah, I mean, the auth date's going to span a specific date of service. So, you know, depending on how long the auth is approved for, as long as your service falls within those dates, it should be fine. So I'm a little confused. Not sure exactly.
Also, I have I have called VACCN to ask about specific billing processes for home health, and it seems like there isn't much information. All they can tell me is it mirrors Medicare billing, but can't bill for future dates of service. And Charlotte just put in, you need help finding the auth, you can use TeleShare Referral Manager, which is the HealthShare HSRM, or the refer doc packet sent to you by the VA.
Yeah, I know that right now there is a home health reference guide that's being created, so that should be out on the portal soon. There is some general information regarding home health out on the portal as well, vacommunitycare.com, and you can find general information out there. I know that they are working on revamping that as well, so I personally am not an expert in home health care as far as billing is concerned, so I really can't give a whole lot of information, unfortunately.
So we had another chat put in. So I think this may be a further question down, but what they're saying, or I think what they're referring to now is the last time we met, we asked how providers were supposed to bill as far as was VA Optum following the new guidelines of how providers bill Medicare. And we were told that providers needed to bill as if they bill, as they currently bill in the Medicare system, which means they need to fill out an OASIS to get the HIPS code. And then we bill in 30-day increments through Medicare. It's a 60-day episode, but in 30-day increments. So I think that's where the auth questions are coming from. If they're expected to bill as they do Medicare, that's in 30-day increments with a 60-day episode. Do you know if that's how they're supposed to be billing, Dan or Charlotte?
I'm sorry, I don't have the answer for that. If you can send it to me after we're done, I'll try and get an answer from our claims team to make sure.
I'm gonna make a note here. We had a follow-up on the number, referral number. The number is on the claim. How come some pay but others deny for 288? Denial code 288.
This is Charlotte. I had just answered that.
Okay.
She's going to send me, I don't know why I'm assuming it's a she, but C. Clammon is going to send me some examples. Off the top of my head, the only thing I can think of is perhaps the claim is for dates of service or for care that aren't covered in the authorization. So
that's the only thing that comes to my mind as well. But without knowing, without looking at the claim, I'm not 100% sure.
Perfect. So we'll get to the bottom of that. And this is just a statement I wanted to, we had a question that was in our chat since we met last. And I think some folks were trying to renew their SAMS information, and somehow they had gotten on a site that was not the government site. And I do believe they were trying to charge providers $499 to renew. And so I did reach out, and Charlotte and I visited about that. And I did put the information in the chat, but in case there were folks on this call today that are not hooked to our Iowa Center for Home Care communication platform, I just wanted everybody to know that no, there is no charge to renew their SAMs. It appeared as if wherever that person was at was a non-government website. And the accurate site is S as in SAM, sam.gov/entity registrations. And again, that should be free. So if you're on a site that they're trying to charge money, not the right site. So please do not pay for that. Okay, next question. Does an agency have to be registered with SAM in order to contract with the VA?
This is Charlotte. The answer to that is no. The reason SAM, or the time, I should say, when SAM registration is required is to check the status of VA claims. And again, those are claims just with the VA. VA has a customer engagement portal. You simply put in your TIN. You can narrow it down to a specific veteran. You can narrow it down to dates of service, and it will pull a report for you showing you the status of your VA claims. And in order to log into the customer engagement portal, you have to register with SAM. That's customer engagement portal isn't new, but I want to say it was about a year ago. The site was down due to some security concerns. They were concerned that provider or veteran sensitive information could be hacked into. So that's one of the reasons why they now require SAM registration for that.
Thank you for that description there. That's helpful, especially if we have some new folks on. Next question is S5130, description for homemaking on billing. Is that always going to be needed? Our software is not making an exception to write a program to do this. And this provider is having to write homemaking manually to every line when billing to Optum.
Sorry, trying to get off mute here. I'm unaware of that situation. I can take it back and try and get an answer for you.
That'd be great. Thanks, Dan. We have a provider getting denial code N as in Nancy 489, missing referral form, and also the 288 referral absent. Even though they have referral number on the claims, it will still deny. They sent a corrected claim, and Optum will send the claim denied again and same denial reason. Is there someone they can contact regarding that?
I would recommend the first line of defense would be the provider services team. reach out to them or reach out by chat and, you know, talk to them and see if they can send it back through the claims team for review. Once you've done that, if you can't get, you know, the desired outcome or what you need information wise, then reach out to the advocate. And I'll put a email address in the chat box that you can utilize. It's the general email for Region 2 advocates, and that can be used, and then that'll get to the right person on our team here.
Perfect. And when you do that, I'll write it down as well.
Give me a moment here. I got to make sure I'm spelling everything right.
That's okay. And the last submitted question that went over was, there's a question regarding mental health providers. We're originally told that the referral needed to be scheduled with the individual provider. Then we were seeing the individual providers deactivated from group mental health group NPIs. When they called Optum, I was told that we should now schedule with the group NPI. I was told that both the individual's NPI and the group NPI should be on the claim. And as long as the group was enrolled, the claim would be paid. I have a call reference number for this, and this is what I have been advising providers and VA staff. They're just wanting to confirm if that is the correct procedure now. That came in after questions were sent out, so you probably didn't have that one.
I don't have that one listed here. I'm sorry. Can you repeat what you just said? Because I'm trying to make sense of it.
Yep. It said, so this is regarding mental health providers. They were originally told the referral needed to be scheduled with the individual provider. Then they were seeing the individual providers were being deactivated from the group mental health NPI numbers. When they called Optum, they were told we should now schedule with group NPI numbers. I was told that both the individual's NPI and the group NPI should be on the claim. And as long as the group was enrolled, the claim would be paid. They have a call reference number for this, and this is what they have been advising providers and the VA staff, and they're just wanting to confirm if that's the procedure.
Honestly, I'm not on a mental health side, so I really don't know the exact process for that. So I'm not sure.
Okay.
This is Charlotte. I can't necessarily speak to the claims, but mental health has to be appointed by the VA with an individual NPI. It, you know, it has to be appointed to provider Joe Smith, not Iowa Behavioral Health NPI. The way Optum contracts and credentials providers for mental health, Optum won't pay a claim if the referral is appointed to a group or to a group NPI. I'm not sure if that helps to answer the question, but I know I've dealt with some mental health, behavioral health providers who were not being paid by Optum. And one of the issues was the local VA appointed the care incorrectly. They appointed go ahead.
Charlotte, I know that was my question. And I understand that that is how the procedure had been. I called them twice, you know, the Optum customer service number, and talked to two different people. And they said that they have changed that. And that now, and that's why I wanted to get it confirmed. And that now what they want, because they were having trouble with mental health or something like that, that they want, and this was just late last week that I got word on this, that they told me, and they said that they have changed that process to do it this way. And that as long as the group is in there, then they will go ahead and pay on them. Now they want them scheduled with the group. And, what was I going to say? And that the providers, they're deactivating the providers, because we're finding a lot of our groups that had the individual providers on them under there that we could, they're getting deactivated. And I was told by one of the people on my call that they were doing that because they don't want us to schedule with the providers anymore. They want us to schedule with the group. That's why I'm so confused, because we're running into big messes, because we're losing a lot of our big mental health providers because of this. I mean, you know, where they're taking the people off of them, the providers, the individual providers off of them, but the group is on there. And then they've told me, and that's why I'm trying to get this clarified. And I didn't believe the first time I called them, so I called them again and asked the same question, and they told me the same thing.
Yeah, this is Charlotte. I'm not aware of a change. I'm not saying Optum hasn't changed it, but I hadn't heard that, so.
And that's why I wanted to ask it on this meeting. So can anybody that's on this meeting that's with Optum get back to me and let me know? I mean, I understand that my question went out a little bit after the questions that we sent out, and I apologize for that. That's because this came up, like I said, late last week. I think it was late Thursday, and so that's why that didn't get out. But this is. Can somebody from Optum look into this?
Can you do this? Can you use that email I put in the chat box and put everything in there with examples and NPIs and everything you're explaining, and I can try and get it over to the right place.
Okay, and that's the Dan Goldsberry?
Yes, ma'am.
I will.
Sam, get the call. Sorry. Dan, this is Tiffany. Can you just throw me on that? Because I'll try to escalate that with our UBH partners as well, because I'm under the same understanding that Charlotte is, and I am not aware that they have seen that.
Yeah. So once we get that email with the examples and the MPI and the information that you've got, we'll definitely try and get it to the right place and get it over to the behavioral health side.
Awesome. I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem.
All right. So Charlotte put also in our chat the Region 2 phone number. You'll get a case number to follow up if an immediate answer cannot be provided. You can also contact provider services and ask to be transferred to the PGBA who processes Optum claims. And then... in the chat, we have what is the process if we have VA questions to submit prior to the meeting. So our meetings are scheduled quarterly. And so our next call is actually October 26th from 10 to 11. Excuse me. If you have a question between now and then and it can't wait, I will send it out to my VA Optum folks to get an immediate answer. But prior to this call, about a week ahead, I send an email out to the administrators in our database and let them know that the upcoming call, the day and the time, and that if they have questions, to please submit them. And I usually have a by date that I highlight in yellow so that I can get questions off to our VA Optum representatives so they can have the folks either figure out the answers and have the answers for the call, or if the folks can be on the call that have those answers. So it's an email that goes out prior. If you have anything between calls and it's not immediate, I can hold it over to the folder for the call. Typically, you heard me ask a couple of questions that came in between that need answered, and I like to bring those to the call. So folks that may not be on our communication platform may not have seen those. So I like to keep track of those and bring those up as well. If you're a home health member with us, with the Iowa Center for Home Care, and you're not currently on our chat platform, our communication platform, if you would reach out by email to me and I can get you your email to the platform in case you have questions you want to ask ever, and I'll put my email in the chat here. So it's Julie, J-U-L-I-E at iowahealthcare.org is how you get a hold of me.
And I'd be happy to get you onto that communication platform. And Charlotte's given us some more information there. Typically, if your question is related to the authorization, you want to contact the referring VA. And if you have a claim question, you want to contact Optum Provider Services. And their call center number at 877-881-7618.
That last number, Julie, is VA's call center.
Okay.
So then I just clarified, you know, if it's a claim question, if it's an Optum claim question, or let me rephrase that. If the claim is payable by Optum, you'd want to contact Optum's provider services. And if the claim is payable by VA, then you'd want to use that 877 number. And I should have, I know Dan mentioned it, but reiterate that you can also use the Optum chat feature. They have that as well as their provider services phone line.
Thank you, Charlotte. I do not see any other questions in the chat, but we'll give it a second here. If you have any questions, please put that in the chat or feel free to unmute yourself bottom left, and you could ask it that way as well. For our providers on the chat here, these calls are recorded as well. So if you have other staff that need to hear them, or you can't be on it at that particular day and time, they are housed for our members on behind our paywall. You're always welcome to hop in and listen to those. Question, how will providers be made aware when they do have more billing information on home health billing? Charlotte, I knew had to step off at 10 or 10:30. So thanks for joining us. The billing piece, they do have on their website, if you go out to the website, they do have quite a few things that you can watch. There's even some videos on billing. Do you have any other things to add to that, Dan? There is a website you have a website that they can hop on or subscribe to so that when new things come out or updates, they get those right in their inbox, don't you, Dan?
That would all be going through the vacommunitycare.com site. But I don't have any specific knowledge that there's like updates provided or anything through that. I don't know the ins and outs of everything out there, but I know there's a lot of general information regarding claims, and there's going to be some more updates posted out there soon. We've just staffed up a team that's trying to put a lot of documentation together for our providers as we've, you know, fielded a lot of questions like this. So we're trying to build documentation so that it's much easier for everybody. But it has to go through a red tape process, unfortunately, before it can be posted. So it's just a matter of time that more stuff will be out there available.
So if whoever posted that, if you have, again, any billing issues that you're not getting resolved, feel free to reach out to me and I can reach out to the VA or Optum teams with questions in between our calls. Any other provider questions out there? Dan,
the link to that site. It's vacommunitycare.com.
Thank you, Dan. Okay, I want to thank everybody for joining our VA Optum call. And again, if you need anything between times, Brandon and I both are available here with the Iowa Healthcare Association. We'll be happy to help you.
Any questions, feel free to reach out. Thanks for our VA partners for joining, our Optum teams for joining. Stay cool out there. It's going to be a hot one today. Talk to you all soon. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Take care. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.